Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today I'm joined by Bill Cohen from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Governor Kasich released his budget this week. Can you tell me what the main thrust of his budget was about?
I guess the main thrust is Kasich saying, I'm keeping my promise. We're going to balance the budget with no tax hikes. In fact, we're going to allow that 4.2% cut in the state income tax to take effect, even though it was delayed for 2 years. And he's saying, yes, there's a lot of pain here. After all, we've lost something like $8 billion in one-time money, most of it federal money. But he says we've got to cut back. We've got to trim government. There's going to be some pain. But he quickly adds, this budget will give local governments, it will give schools, it will give universities and other state programs some tools, he says, to deal with that pain so they can be more efficient, they don't have so much red tape, and they can deal with having less money.
Speaking of local governments, they're looking at major cuts. How will this affect governments at the local level?
They are one of the biggest losers in this state budget proposal. I think the first year they get cut about 25% of their state money, and in the second year they get cut another 25%. So it's almost a 50% cut when the whole thing is done. Of course, local government leaders are complaining. They say, look, you cut back our money like this, and we're going to have to cut back on police and fire and trash collection and parks and recreation. And these are things that really impact people in their everyday lives.
Now, local governments may be considering raising taxes on Ohioans.
That's a good point, although that would usually have to take place with the voters' approval. That's the one big difference. State legislators can raise taxes on us themselves if they want, but usually cities, schools, mental health programs on the local level, parks, they usually have to come to the voters and say, we'd like to raise taxes. Will you go along with the idea? So at least Kasich and conservative Republicans say, yes, there might be some pressure to raise taxes on the local level, but at least Ohioans would have a chance to say no to some of those. I think that's where we're at. But you raise a very good point. We may have lower taxes in general on the state level, but there will be pressure to raise taxes on the local level.
Another area that's taking a hit in the budget are the schools. Can you tell me what the implications are there?
Yes, schools do take a cut of something like 6% in the first year of the budget, and then they come back with a 4% increase. So school leaders are not happy with this. I think one thing they're especially unhappy with is not just on the money front, but on some public policy fronts that Kasich is pushing. For instance, he wants to double the number of education choice vouchers. Those are vouchers that the state gives to people and says, here, take this voucher. It's worth something like $4,000 or $5,000. Your kid has been in a public school that's been failing. Now you can use this voucher and send your child to a private school. Currently, there's a cap of about 14,000 vouchers. Kasich says, let's double that to 28,000. He also wants to lift the current cap on the creation of new charter schools. So again, that's a move toward privatization and away from public schools, and that fits in with Kasich's conservative philosophy, but it has teacher groups and public education activists up in arms.
A poll released this week by the University of Cincinnati, it showed that 47% of Ohioans disapprove of the way Kasich is doing in his job, which is lower than three former governors at this point in their careers. Now, this was taken before the budget was released. So how do you think the budget will affect his popularity in the state?
It's really hard to say, although you'd think that with spending cuts and a lot of state programs and schools and universities being cut in their money, this would trickle down to average folks, and a lot of folks will be upset. Of course, these are the same folks who would be upset if we had a major tax hike, perhaps, and had programs cut less. Although there was a poll, another poll, I think, came out a few weeks ago, also an independent poll, not partisan in either way, and it said a majority of Ohioans, not a huge majority, but a majority, about 53%, actually favored a mix of tax hikes and spending cuts to solve Ohio's budget woes. And Governor Kasich says, no, we don't want a mix. We want no tax hikes at all. In fact, we want lower taxes because we want a long-range plan that will eventually make Ohio more business-friendly, attract more companies and more jobs to Ohio. That's the long-range solution, he says, to the budget mess.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen. He's a reporter at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
This is 91.3 WYSO.